Your work whispers, your brand speaks. Your personal brand is what gives your work reach. It gives it resonance. It gives you access. A few years ago, I was doing a job as a consultant in a space that I didn't really like. It was fine. It was paid, but it didn't really excite me. It was boring. It wasn't the work that I wanted to be known for. And then out of nowhere, I got a call from a CFO. He asked me to come in and to lead a turnaround project. I had never met this man before. And because of that brand that I had, I got the call. I led a transformation project, turned around something that was losing 220, 50 million plus and made a lot more money for them. All because of my personal brand that had been crafted intentionally many, many years ago. Even at that point in time, I never realized it was called a personal brand. So how do you begin to build a personal brand that reflects your value? A personal brand that is authentic to you, because you definitely want it to be authentic. You don't want to copy someone else as well.
And welcome to Everyday Leadership, a podcast where you get to listen and learn how to lead yourself personally and professionally through the lessons and life experiences my guests share, in the hope that it challenges and inspires you to lead yourself from the inside out and not the outside in.
Welcome to Everyday Leadership, the podcast where we go beyond titles to explore truth behind what it means to lead with intention, authenticity, and impact. And today's episode is one I wish someone had given me years ago. See, whether you like it or not, you have a brand. You have a personal brand. Not just if you're an entrepreneur like myself, and it's not just if you're on LinkedIn every day. That's about what some people might tell you. If you are a founder or if you are a corporate leader, this is for you. Because most people are passive about their personal brand. And that passivity can come at a cost. So today we are going to unpack what your brand actually is, why it matters more than ever, and how you begin to build one that works for you, even when you are not in the room. Now, let's start with something that's just a simple fact. You already have a brand. Even if you've never posted online, even if you've never thought about branding yourself, you still have one. And because your brand isn't a logo or color scheme, it's not a catchy phrase or a personal website. Your brand is your reputation plus your intention multiplied by your impact. It's the story people tell about you. It's how they describe you when you're not around. And here's the part that most people overlook. You might think, I don't need to worry about that stuff. I just do the work. But the truth is, your work whispers, your brand speaks. Your personal brand is what gives your work reach. It gives it resonance. It gives you access. Your personal brand amplifies what it is that you do in spaces and places that you might not be aware of. Let me share a moment that changed how I saw all of this. A few years ago, when I took the leap from corporate to starting to run my own company, and I was doing a job as a consultant in a space that I didn't really like in that first company. It was fine. It was paid, but it didn't really excite me. It was boring. And it wasn't the work that I wanted to be known for. It wasn't the reason why I'd left corporate in the first place. And then out of nowhere, I got a call from a CFO. He asked me to come in and to lead a turnaround project. And this wasn't an interview. It was a conversation about logistics, about rates, about timelines. I had never met this man before. Later, I found out that someone I'd worked with, a senior leader I'd worked with years ago, had moved companies, and he put my name forward. This is someone I had not spoken to in a very long time. I hadn't spoken to since I left corporate. But back then, during the times when we had worked together, I was very intentional. I didn't coast. I didn't blend in. I definitely couldn't blend in. I was a black man in a company full of a lot of white people. I spoke when it was uncomfortable. I challenge decisions in the boardroom. I challenge decisions that didn't make any sense. For want of a better word, I spoke truth to power in rooms where most people stayed quiet. I did things in my own way, but at the same time, I brought people along with me. People who had no business leading on paper. I connected with them. I saw them. I rallied them. I led teams that were amazing and we got results. So it wasn't just this challenging, brash guy. In fact, I was quite the opposite. I was very quiet. I was very calm. I was very reserved in the way I approached things in a very, very chaotic environment. But that wasn't random. That was my leadership showing up. And that was the brand that I built long before that CFO ever knew my name. And because of that brand that I had, I got the call. I led a transformation project, turned around something I was losing $250 million plus and made a lot more money for them. All because of my personal brand that had been crafted intentionally many, many years ago. Even at that point in time, I didn't realize it was called a personal brand. I just looked at it as just showing up as authentic or intentional leadership. But let's talk about something that I think a lot of people also get confused. There's reputation and there's personal brand. They are related, but they are not the same. Reputation is what people think about you based on your past behaviors. It's earned, but it's passive. Personal brand is what you are known for because you've made the decision to shape how you show up. It's built on consistency, clarity, and ownership. There's a difference in action. Your colleague might say you are reliable. You are good in meetings. You are great at prioritizing. That's your reputation. But a personal brand sounds very much like I bring order to chaos. I bridge silos and I get buy-ins from the boardroom and the shop floor. I translate vision into action and drive execution from strategy to delivery. See, it's not just about what you do. That's how you show up. It's what people also associate with you at scale. So that senior VP who had spoken to the CFO about me, these are the things that he was able to mention about me when they were looking for someone who can come in and lead a project that is failing, that has both internal and external communication that goes across multiple teams and multiple countries and was ridiculously complex. He knew all these different attributes about me and therefore he could talk about me. At Mindset Shift, for example, my personal brand as the MD of Mindset Shift and what I'm building with this company is built around one core idea, intentional leadership. Leading with clarity, leading with courage and conviction. When we go in, we shift leaders from reaction to clarity, so they lead with truth, not tension. As a company, Mindset Shift is one that moves individuals, teams, and cultures from being reactive to being proactive. So when we partner with leaders, like navigating chaos and helping them create clarity, we're not about ticking boxes. We don't do surface level development. We create spaces for real change. And then that space begins with the brand. You can see there's a synergy from who I was and how I was showing up many, many years ago in corporate to the company and organization I've created to the work we are now doing with the clients that we are working with. Let me say something that applies both in business, so if you're an entrepreneur or founder, as well as those in corporate. People buy from people. If you're a founder, you're not just selling your product, you're selling you, your story, your credibility. If you're in corporate, you're not just presenting data, you're selling ideas, you're getting board buy-in, you're influencing across departments. And if people don't buy you, they won't buy your idea. I have seen so many brilliant ideas be raised in the boardrooms and it's just crickets because people didn't buy into the person. Someone else will say exactly the same idea in a slightly different way. And people are like, hey, that's brilliant. That's because people haven't bought into that person. Now, there's so many reasons why that happened. I'm not going to delve into that. But I'm just saying, this is why your personal brand is critical.
I had clients come to me frustrated and say, Shepwe, I've done the work. I've outperformed. Why am I being overlooked? And sometimes the hard truth is this. It's not just you're not good enough. It's because your brand isn't strong enough to carry your capability. It's not because you're not good enough. It's because your brand isn't strong enough to carry your capability. You can be a world-class singer, but if no one hears your voice, you're just performing in an empty arena. This is not an ego thing. That's the reality. And that is why this work matters and why we're talking about it on today's podcast. So how do you begin to build a personal brand that reflects your value, a personal brand that is authentic to you? Because you definitely want it to be authentic. You don't want to copy someone else as well. I'm going to give you four quick points. Number one, get clear on what you want to be known for. Ask yourself, what transformation do I consistently deliver? What do people thank me for? What are three adjectives I want people to associate with my name? Number two, tell your story often. Don't assume people know your value. Share what drives you. Share your lessons. Let people connect with the why behind the what. People connect with stories. There's an emotional connection that happens. There's a scientific connection that happens. Tell your story. Whether you're introvert or extrovert, you can definitely do this. Number three, be consistent across every room. So whether you're in a one-to-one, a team meeting, or presenting to the board, your tone, your approach, and your presence should always be aligned. And number four, make it easy for people to talk about you. If someone had to recommend you in one sentence, could they? Seriously, could they? If not, give them the language. Craft it for them. And finally, don't just focus on visibility. Focus on resonance. You don't need everyone to know you. You need the right people to know you for the right reasons. So let me leave you with this. You are already building a brand. The question is, are you building it intentionally or are you leaving it to chance? Because at a certain level, everyone is excellent. What sets you apart is your clarity, your conviction, your ability to lead with purpose. A personal brand is not a vanity exercise. It's a leadership tool. It's what gets your name spoken in rooms you've never entered. It's what gets your ideas listened to, funded, and more importantly, championed, because that's what you want. So whether you're leading a company or driving change inside one, remember this. You don't need to be louder. You just need to be clearer. Be intentional, be consistent, and be known. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of Everyday Leadership. If this episode has resonated with you, share it with someone who's doing great work, but doing it quietly and needs help being seen. And as always, keep leading from the inside out and not the outside in. I'll see you soon.
While you're still recovering from that amazing conversation, let me give a quick preview of what we got coming up next week. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out.
I'm talking from a place of experience. And when you are not intentional about your brand, you start to create a brand which is a false self, a version that performs but does not align, a persona, not a purpose. And I can tell you from now, that is not what you want. So I want to ask you something real. What does success feel like to you? Not what looks good on paper, not what will impress your peers, not what your industry celebrates, not what your aunties and uncles can talk about at parties. Yeah, I'm Nigerian, it happens. But what does success feel like in your body?